I'm joined now by RNZ business reporter Anand Zaki. Kia ora, Anand, and the economy is starting to move again.
Kia ora, Mani. Yes, it is. Freight movements are beginning to recover as COVID restrictions were relaxed across the country last month. The ANZ Bank's monthly Truckometer Index shows heavy traffic movements, a real-time measure of current economic activity, increased 13.4% in September. The volume of light traffic, which points to activity 6 months ahead, increased by 6.4%. ANZ Chief Economist Sharon Zollner says traffic didn't fall as much as it did in previous lockdowns last year, as the retail sector was better prepared this time around.
The hit per week hasn't been as bad. That said, of course, we're now into week 9, 10 of the lockdown in Auckland. So clearly the cumulative damage is getting up there for the Auckland region. So you can actually estimate from the heavy traffic what the GDP hit might be. It'll be a bit hit and miss, like all economic indicators in a time of such disruption. But it's suggesting about a 7% fall over the September quarter, which is actually happens to be our current forecast, or rather perhaps our current stab might be a better word for it.
ANZ Chief Economist Sharon Zollner says regional lockdowns means the Truckometer won't be as reliable indicator of GDP in the near term. Finding a buyer for Gull's network of 110 petrol stations is doable, but unlikely to be easy. Ampol is offering to buy Z Energy for about $2 billion, subject to the sale of its Gull business, as well as obtaining the necessary approvals from shareholders and regulators. Foresight Bar senior analyst Andrew Harvey-Green sees the existing fuel retailers would come up against competition issues, which makes them unlikely buyers.
Certainly a trade sale will be, I imagine, Manpol's preference. That tends to be a cleaner way to go. The challenge for them was that obviously they won't be able to sell, I would expect, to BP or Mobil for those competition issues. But outside of that, you're looking at overseas players or potentially some of the local distributors stepping up. Probably need some assistance from other investors to be able to do that. But know that there are potential buyers out there. Until they test the market, though, we won't know, with IPO being the backstop.
Whether there's an IPO or not, NZX Chief Executive Mark Peterson says the market's in good health, notwithstanding the potential loss of Z Energy as a listed company, as well as a recent change of plans by the telcos 2 Degrees and Orcon, who've put their plans to list on hold while they discuss a potential merger.
Those transactions are underway and behind closed doors. However, you know, we do continue to see companies looking to have access to capital. Our pipeline for new issuance, we still feel pretty positive about, notwithstanding a couple of the circumstances that are now sort of public.
Z Energy is recommending shareholders accept Ampol's offer, which is expected to take at least 6 months to a year to complete. Banks face a race to catch up to big tech in what's set to be a highly digitalised post-COVID world. The New Zealand arm of global business consultancy Accenture says the pandemic has disrupted banking across the world. It says cash is on its way out, and banking apps are facing increasing challenges from big tech firms like Apple and Google. Accenture Head of Banking for Australia and New Zealand, Alex Trott, says banks need to be careful they're not left behind.
I think the interesting thing is really just around this whole digitisation. And really, I think that's the challenge for the banks now, which is how do they blend this new way of thinking, engage their customers in a new way, and really think about building trust through that as well. Because this is the challenge of the future, which is, yes, you can have a great customer experience and you can have a great digital app, but how do they really build the trust and continue to maintain and be that sort of part of the economy?
Alex Trott says there's also a global trend around open banking and transparency. Now, with the latest from the markets, we're joined by Andrew Austin of Jarden Securities. Kia ora, Andrew.
Good afternoon.
We'll start off there with the New Zealand market. What are the major movements today?
Sure, so the NZX 50 is down 24 points today, which is around about 0.2%. Leading the way down, we've got Fletcher Buildings down 12 cents to $7.06, Pacific Edge is down 2 to $1.40, and Synlait's down 4 to $3.60. But leading the way up is Skellerup. Up. We've got up 7 cents to $6.14, Meridian Energy's up 5 cents to $5.03, and Kathmandu is up 1 cent to $1.55.
And we'll go across the Tasman. How's the Australian 200 looking?
So, look, that is just slightly in the positive. So it's up 2 points and it's opened at 7,302. Just led quickly there by the miners, really, on the iron ore prices ticked up overnight. So BHP and Rio are both up roughly 1.3%.
And currency now, how's the New Zealand dollar tracking?
Sure. So against the US, it's at 0.6939. Against the Australian, 0.9443. Against the pound, 0.5107. Against the euro, it's ticked over, it's 0.6007. And the Japanese yen is 78.66.
And finally, interest rates, oil and gold.
Yeah, so the three-month bank bill there is at 0.69%, so no movement there. Brent spot crude is at $84.69 US a barrel, and gold is at $1,753 US an ounce.
Thank you very much, Andrew Austin of Jarden Securities. And in other business news this lunch hour, Air New Zealand will receive further government subsidies to support its air cargo flights. The scheme was established in March to ensure that in the absence of international travel, there was a regular schedule of flights bringing in goods in and out of the country. The government has awarded the national carrier a further 5 months of the subsidies, which will support about 65 flights per week. The extension is expected to contribute between $150 million and $170 million to the airline's revenue. The relaxation of COVID restrictions saw retail spending pick up last month. Official figures show sales using electronic cards rose a seasonally adjusted 0.9% in September on the month before. However, sales fell by 20% in August as the country went back into strict lockdowns. The strongest sales were in major household items such as furniture, hardware and appliances. The e-card sales cover about two-thirds of retail activity. Local cybersecurity education startup SafeStack Academy has raised $2.3 million in seed funding. The funding round was led by Australian venture capital firm Gelix Ventures, as well as contributions from Stephen Tindall's K1W1 Fund and New Zealand growth capital partners Aspire Fund. And that is business news for now. We'll be back with more in Checkpoint after the 5:30 news. Back to you, Marnie.
Kia ora, Anan.